So, my name is John Bernstein. I work for the New Statesman, and this Fringe is an association with London Councils, which is a cross-party organisation working across 32 London boroughs. So, the subject matter, new schools, new rules, the future of local education. So, Stephen, if you sort of five minutes, I guess.
Yeah, thanks very much, and good evening, everyone. I'm going to stay seated. Someone just grabbed me after the previous meeting and said, I've heard you six times this week and you're getting better each time. I'm sure he was lying. I must have been pretty bad the first time, if that was true. But look, this is such an important subject. And my starting point is absolutely what Fiona just said, because you know there'll be differences of opinion amongst us about what Labour did on academies. There'll be differences of view about free schools. I came in while Steve was talking about some of the challenges that we face around that. But what we can all agree about is that we will inherit a situation, if we come to power in 2015, completely different to the one that we bequeathed in 2010. And we will have not a lot of money to spend in that situation, not a lot of extra money to spend. So we've got to get value for money, and we've got to get democratic accountability. That, in a sense, is the vital set of challenges that we face. And one of the things that I was involved with as a minister in the Department for Education was the London Challenge. And sorry to give a London example. I'm sure there are people here from London, but probably most people aren't. But I think it is a good example, because what we did in the London Challenge was we collaborated between a central government team on the one hand with Tim Brighouse, who's a wonderful, inspiring education leader, widely respected, working with me as the minister, with local government and with schools. And the London Challenge, I think, was widely acknowledged as a successful programme that was a partnership between central government, local government and schools. And what I want us to achieve is that, again, not just in London, but in the whole of the country, an effective partnership between central government, local government and schools. And the model that we have now, where, I mean, Fiona talked about 24,000, even with the current figure, 2,000 schools and rising, academies and free schools, whose direct accountability is into the Secretary of State. Now, that poses a clear democratic deficit, which is part of the purpose of the meeting here this evening. But I think as important, maybe more important, I worry that if some of those schools struggle or fail, will that get spotted? Will a whole generation of children in those schools be let down? Because you cannot feasibly run a system in which the only kind of accountability that there is right into central government. And that is why we need to address the role of local government, but also the role of other middle tiers. And this is where I think we need a proper debate and look at all of the different elements. I hate this term middle tier. I've ended up using it for want of any other term. I actually don't like it. I think there is a really important role for local government. I think that role includes a number of elements, certainly on places planning, and I'll come back to the point that Steve raised at the end about places planning. I think on admissions, I think one of the absolutely vital issues, and I just said this speaking to the NUT and the NASUWT, what we absolutely need to be sure of is we have fairness in admissions, and we know there are too many examples of schools where that doesn't happen. And frankly, it's not just academies and free schools, there are other schools where that doesn't happen. So we need to look at whether the code is strong enough, and then the systems for enforcement of the code, and I think that must include a system at the local government level. Commissioning schools and commissioning places and collaboration and shared services. Clearly, all of these are where there is a proper role for local government. Where I think it gets more interesting and difficult, and I'm really keen to hear people's views, is school improvement. Because I do get different views from different places about the value of the local authority role in school improvement versus the value of other organisations that do school improvement. For example, those schools that are part of academy chains, they will get a lot of their school improvement services from ARC or Harris or whatever chain they're part of. Co-op schools, co-op trust schools may get a lot of their school improvement services from the co-op. I think we need to take a pragmatic judgment about those sorts of services, about what works. You know, I think there is a principle about democratic involvement in discussing what places there are going to be in an area. I'm not sure myself, but people may disagree, that there's a principle of democratic involvement in school improvement. It should be about proper support for schools and for teachers. And connected to that, I think if you look at school improvement in the broad sense, we saw real improvement in schools when Labour was in government. We should celebrate the marvellous achievements in schools. And that was achieved in a whole variety of different types of school. So many of the academies we set up have done fantastic jobs, including replacing schools that weren't doing fantastic jobs. And we should say that, and we should celebrate that. But also, there were plenty of great schools and great Labour local authorities that did things that weren't academies under our programme. And my view is we should celebrate all of those achievements and try and learn from them. I think the next phase of school improvement is about empowering and trusting teachers within a framework of accountability, but a greater emphasis on empowering and trusting teachers to learn from, support and challenge each other within schools, but also between schools. And that's why I think a very important principle for us is that whilst autonomy is a good principle in the sense of a school having its own character, decisions being able to be made at a school level, when we talk about autonomy, we don't mean isolation. We don't mean the school as an island. The school is part of its local community. The school should have a relationship, therefore, with that local community, including the local authority, parents, other local schools. And that is one of the issues that we need to address. I will talk about some of these issues in my speech to conference on Thursday morning, but I really want to finish where Steve finished because it's such an important point. I think the most basic job of being Secretary of State for Education is to make sure that every school-age child has a place. It sounds a bit obvious, doesn't it? But and we have a crisis, as Steve said, especially in London, but in other parts of the country, including parts of Manchester, a crisis in primary school places at the moment. Now, this makes a very strong argument for getting this stuff on local government at the middle tier and commissioning right. It also, by the way, makes an argument about capital investment in education, because when we had the spending review 2 years ago, we saw a big capital cut across government of around 30% on average. Schools, however, Michael Gove got a terrible capital settlement from George Osborne. The cut in schools was not 30%, but 57%. And then the remaining money, free schools are prioritised. And whilst in some areas the free schools are primary schools in areas of shortage, most of the free schools, for some of the reasons Steve gave, are not in that category. We have to be very, very clear, whatever the type of school it is, the absolute priority for additional capital money for schools must be for those areas that need the additional places, currently in primary, in 5 years' time in secondary. I'm delighted to support the London Council's campaign, but also to recognise that this is an issue in many other parts of the country as well.
Stephen, thank you very much.